Cancer sun signs and Cancer rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your taroscope for April 2019. And Cancer, I just want you to take a moment to feel into the energy of March. In March, you were in the Four of Pentacles. You were shoring up your boundaries. You were creating this habitat for yourself and really tapping into a sense of internal integrity. Regardless of the weather patterns of others, regardless of what you thought that you needed to kind of show up bringing, you were asked to really return to yourself in this way and work on sealing some of those energetic leaks in your life, in your life body. And this kind of ski lodge, this habitat that you were feathering for yourself, this nest, you're so good at feathering the nest for others. And March was really about understanding what felt good in your energetic body in terms of coming home to yourself in that way. And in the month of April, the card that I've drawn for you is the Two of Pentacles. And there's a lot of different interpretations of this card, but the way that it's coming through for you, I want you to imagine a plant. And if you have any house plants, you can actually gaze upon those plants and consider the way that a house plant sheds leaves, or you know, some parts of the plant might get kind of brown and fall off. There's a naturalness to it. There's a composting energy. There's simply a sloughing off. It's this kind of twirl and the leaf falls off, a curl and it's gone. And in the month of April, you're really being asked to inquire around what you can't carry anymore. And it's not even a question of can't. It's a question of, do you want to, and is it even your responsibility to, that there's things that are departing your life. And this isn't like death card energy. This isn't the kind of grieving that needs to happen. This is kind of a little death in some ways, but it's a sloughing off. There's something that's literally kind of a dead part of the plant, or an outmoded way of being in the world. And it's connected to your sense that you have to serve more and more, that you have to give more and more and take on more and more in order to be worthy to inhabit the earth. And April's lesson for you is really to find a kind of liberation in letting go of a responsibility. And you don't even have to necessarily consciously choose it. Chances are you already know what it is, and it's already on its way out of your hands, basically. It's like when you're carrying an enormous bag of groceries and you literally have to set something down in order to continue on your way, or you're carrying multiple bags of things and you have to decide what you're going to leave outside the door or in the car and then come back for. And this may or may not be something that you ultimately come back for, the thing that you leave on the sidewalk or in the car. But I'm really inviting you to just leave it, Cancer, to just leave it. To really focus your musculature on carrying forward what truly wants to be in your loving arms. And I'm wishing you an expansive month of April, and I will speak to you in May.